Welcome to the Coffee with Curls podcast, a place to have an honest conversation about everyday life while investing the knowledge into our higher selves. Make sure you sip on something good while getting an eargasm full of real. Stay tuned to a brand new episode. Hello, beautiful humans. It is your girl, Mimi, once again on this mic with a brand new episode of the Coffee with Curls podcast. It has been a minute. I think the last episode I recorded was back in August, and I was sharing my move to Atlanta, which is insane now because I've been there for almost 6 weeks. And I just feel like time is officially flying by, but I felt like that this most of this year anyway. So I kind of planned to come back in Virgo season, but it did not work out that way. Kind of took a step back and see how I wanted to come back recording again. Prior to life happening, right? I was recording pretty often, like every week, every Wednesday, I would drop an episode, and I kind of really committed to that and wanted to do that. But the way I am in life right now, that structure is not just not possible for right now. It doesn't work out for me. I'm still trying to figure out a lot of things. So I think that right now, for now, I'm just going to commit to once a month, and I may do more than that, but right now I'll just commit to once a month. I even tried to do the whole bi-weekly thing, but there was a lot. This year has been a lot. I've been through quite a few things this year, and so I wanted to restructure, and the time that I was sharing my voice and giving out there, I had to really restructure and how I wanted to put that back into myself. So I stepped back. And I'm really okay with that. I even thought about not even coming back and recording and just kind of retiring the podcast. And that's still a thought for right now. So we'll see. Stay tuned. maybe come back in a different aspect. I think that some things serve its purpose and that's okay, and you can move on to different ways of expressing or however it is. But truthfully, recently, I've always shared this, very openly that I go to therapy, and I was just talking to my therapist, and podcasting for me has been always a way of expressing myself and sharing my voice with the world. And it's been a minute, and she was like, you know what? You should record an episode. I said, you know what? I'm going to do that. I'm going to honor myself and do that and be expressive because that's what I like doing. And that's how I shine in a way that just helped me, with just verbalizing my thoughts and things like that, which I still do. I mentioned a while ago, one of the episodes, how I do voice recordings for myself and I keep them on my phone. But I got a new phone, so I got to start again. record voice notes in my voice about anything and everything. If I want to give myself advice, I record it under my own voice and just put it out there, or anything in general. I'm trying to be creative, or however it is. So that really works very well for me. I love that. So there's multiple outlets and I'm going to give it a try to all of them. So right now I'm actually in Memphis, Tennessee. Some of you may not know, but I travel for work, and the work that I do requires me to go to different places. And right now I'm in Memphis, and I'm in my room. I finish all my work. I was like, you know what? It's a good time to record an episode. Let me connect with my people. I hope you guys are doing well. I'm ready for the fall season, which has officially already started, which is on the 22nd, the official day of fall. But I'm ready for sweaters, high thigh boots, coats, you name it. I'm ready to be outside with all this gear. There's something about fall that feels refreshing to me. It's fall and spring. It's probably my favorite seasons. More fall, though. It's like you're getting the vibe of going into the holidays, Halloween, and Thanksgiving and Christmas and so forth. And of course, the upcoming year, we go back into like the vicious cycle of what, repeating things over, I think, in that aspect of calendar days. And so, but no, there's something about the fall that I truly, truly enjoy. Ready to take off my boots. And now that I'm in Georgia, I'm able to do that more. With Texas, it was a little challenging, because it's always so hot most of the time. Like, winter is not a real winter to me. Especially being from New York, like Texas is really mild for me in the winters, which is nice. I get it, but a girl like me that likes to wear hoodies, sweatshirts, turtlenecks, sweater dresses, the thigh-high boots, you don't have that much time to wear all that stuff. So, and I didn't want to give away that stuff. So I still have things to wear. And of course, we all went through a whole pandemic, right? Where we didn't really go outside. Well, some of us did after a while, but you know what I mean. You didn't really get to wear your stuff like you wanted to, But I'm ready. Your girl's ready for the cute outfits, got shades and all that stuff. And now that you had travel to that, I'll wear some of that stuff while I'm out and about, I'm getting to know some of these cities that I'm at. So, which is dope. I'm going to Philly next month. Which I'm excited. I'm gonna go see my dad and, spend some time. It's been a minute since I've been to Philly. Oof, it has. So I'm looking forward to that trip. Of course, a trip back home to see my family and so forth and just spend that New York. I love like when it's like Thanksgiving and Christmas in New York is so dope. The decoration, the vibe, you just feel it like you do. So I'm looking forward to that time. And spending it with my friends and family and connecting, creating memories, which is something so important to me that I have these memories with me and create memories because at the end of the day, I think that's what we have, right? Materialistic things are nice, but at the end of the day, memories and connecting and having good time with the people that you love just is priceless in my mind. And also, being conscious and present to enjoy the moments with the people you love is so important. And my goal is to do more of that for sure. Doing more of that. Something that I'm also getting into is now that I'm here in Atlanta, I am intentionally doing things to network, to be out, to get to know the city. That's something that I always kind of done when the city that I moved to. I want to get to know what's going on in the city. I kind of started doing that when I moved around and wanted to get to know people and things like that. And something that I've done as a mistake in the past is not enjoy the city that I lived in. So I said I would never do that again. So I'm always very conscious of getting, involved in like meetups and things like that with folks. And I already did one, which was kind of cool. We went on a walking trail, trying to really want to connect with people that have common things. I think there's things that you can do with your friends. It's like certain people have a purpose in your space. And let's say if you're into, let's say, walking trails and your peeps are not, I think you should connect with people that do like to do that. So you have that outlet to express that certain thing. So I'm being very mindful of that. If there's things that I want to do, either I'm going to go on my own and meet my tribe, as as folks say, and really, cultivate that in my life. I'm being intentional about that. I want to cultivate things that are good for my soul, connect with the energy I want to connect with, growth. Growth is so important to me. And your girl just had a birthday not that long ago. September 18 was my birthday. And it's crazy because I just turned 42 and I'm shocked that I'm 42. I can't even believe it. I still can remember my teenage years, my 20s, of course, 30s, but it's like every time a birthday comes by, I feel like I reach another level of, it's almost like a video game where you like get to the next level of life and you learn more and more wise and all that stuff. I don't see it as, for me, aging is a privilege. So I don't have an issue when it comes to like aging or anything like that. I know some folks can feel weird, like I'm getting old. I do not feel that way at all. I feel amazing. I am healthy. I am alive. I can breathe, have air in my body, and I'm blessed to have the people around me that love me and the cultivation of that. You know, birthdays for me are reflections of what is it that I want to do, what I want to improve, what did I learn, what do I show my grace to myself about, things like that, like really reflecting on my life in the past year and what do I want to do. And that is the question, right? That's what I'm going to get into on this episode. Like, what is it that you want to do? I was having this conversation with a friend about, you know, who do you want to be? You know, I think that sometimes the question has always seemed like, what do you want to do when you grow up? Right? We ask that as children. What do you want to be? What do you want to do? But we don't continue to ask that question, right? Because it changes. It changes. Maybe, let's say 6 months ago, you wanted to do something, and then 6 months later, it's changed and it's evolved, or you've done it, or whatever it is. And we don't continue to ask the question, curiosity about who we are. Like, who are we? And I mean that without having, like, who are you? And detach from materialistic things, detach your identity as, let's say, a friend, a mom, a sister, a brother, an uncle, you know, a spouse. Detach from all those things. All those things. Who are you at the core, right? Who do you want to be at the core of who you are specifically as an individual person, as a human? Who are you? Do you ask yourself that? And so I really am intentionally asking myself that and writing it down, like, what I want? What is it that Noemi, Mimi wants at this time in this space? Right? Like, there's so much, to be honest with you. And at this point in my life, I could say that I want more curiosity, deeper knowledge about some things that I will speak upon that in the future. And I'm working on that. Definitely creating myself with no labels of anything. Who am I at the core is always going to be a question that's going to be evolving all the time for me. All the time for me, you know, but at the end of the day, I always strive to be a good human, not a perfect human, but a good human to myself. Living within the boundaries that I create, feeling comfortable in the skin, using my voice to speak up when I don't feel okay about things, really acknowledging my emotions. Speaking up, you know, always being truthful to me and always want peace. There's something about peace and giving yourself joy that you, I mean, all that stuff you are really truly responsible for, all that stuff. But at the core of who I am, those things really matter. And so, how do I cultivate those things? What do I need to do to work on those things, right? Changes day by day. Some days are easier than others, but honestly, knowing that I have control of those things is super important to me. And I am very aware of that. Super aware, you know. Just little things. Maybe writing myself a note, acknowledging something. I've had a long time where I did acknowledge, like, let's say if I work hard for something, it's almost like, well, that's what you're supposed to do. But as I got into this space and this, as I got older, I am very conscious about, hey, you work for that shit. So be your cheerleader too. You know, walk through whatever it is. Is it more healing to whatever it is that you have not been dealing with? Deal with yourself. Deal with whatever is uncomfortable in your life. Life is uncomfortable. It really is. There is no, there's stages of like, yeah, you can coast, but coasting doesn't bring growth. It doesn't. So for me, it's being conscious of like, okay, What am I trying to grow into? I'm always trying to grow into myself deeper. And every day I learn more. I really do. And just taking the time, block time, to dedicate to who you are. So let me know if you thought about this. I'm curious, I asked a question if you have. And if you haven't asked your question that question to yourself, I suggest that you do. And maybe if you want to, journal it, voice record it, see what you find out. Maybe you haven't even thought about it, and you can go deeper in thought. You might learn something or two about yourself because, we as humans, we're dope. We're not perfect, but we can be as amazing as we want to. Always remember that. So, until la próxima, have a good one. Hey, gorgeous people, one last thing. You can find the podcast on the following platforms: Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify, Breaker, Castbox, Overcast, Pocket Cast, and Radio Public. You can listen to the podcast really on any platform that you prefer to listen to this episode or any of my episodes. And one last thing, leave us a review on iTunes. That's the way they can find us. The more the reviews are on there, the more the podcast gets to be seen. As always, I appreciate you guys. And until the next one, have a good one.